This is Kathy Forsty reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. We're doing our hotel room concert series here, our interview concert series, and we're bringing in some friends and having them play and talk a little bit. And one of those good friends of KC Cafe Radio is someone who you not only hear his music on the station, but you hear his voice from time to time doing some liners for us. That's Brian Ashley Jones. Thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for tolerating my presence.
It's always a pleasure to tolerate your presence. This is, how many conferences now is this for you?
Wow. I'm going to say 10, maybe 11. And now that's just of this big international one. I've done numerous smaller regional versions of it as well. In the Southwest region, the Southeast region, and the Northeast region. There are also two other regions. There's a Midwest and a Far West region. Yeah. I've not been to either of those yet, but I plan on it.
Well, you should come to Far. We're going to be at Far West again this year. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've been to Far West. This will be our third year in a row for Far West. So.
Have you been to the Midwest one?
Yes, we went to that one. What, three times?
Yeah, that's right.
We went there three times. Yeah.
Well, see, you're ahead of me then.
No, not with this one though. This one is our fourth one. This is our third or fourth one. I think it's our third one. I don't know. We don't know.
I got in the habit of doing this one every year because it was in Memphis for a lot of years, and that was a three-hour drive from Nashville.
Yeah.
Now it's about, what, an 8-9-hour drive from Nashville, but still so worth it. And it's of course, I'm falling in love with Kansas City. What a great town.
Yeah. We like it here, too. So you were talking about Nashville, but you're not originally from Nashville. You're from South Carolina.
That's right. I'm from the upstate area of South Carolina, Greenville-Spartanburg area.
Okay.
And but I've been in Nashville about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. So did you go to Nashville because of you wanted to be a studio musician, or what drew you to Nashville?
Kind of that, along with the songwriting opportunities. There's just so many other songwriters to collaborate with. And, of course, just the full scope of music industry infrastructure. You know, I wanted to learn more about just the bigger picture, you know, music publishing and international touring and all the things that are administrated from Nashville as a music industry town. I mean, growing up in the Carolinas, it was a great music scene around the different cities that I was playing in the Southeast, Greenville, Spartanburg, Charlotte, Atlanta, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina. I played a lot of those cities for numerous years and enjoyed every minute of it, but wanted to find myself in a little more of a condensed music scene as far as the larger music industry goes, because I felt like I needed to learn more about, you know, all of those nuances, if you will, about music publishing. And you almost just can't help learning things like that living in Nashville, because it's the topic of conversation everywhere you go. And you absorb, even if you learn passively, you can't help but learn by just being in that environment.
Through osmosis.
Yeah, exactly.
So were you known primarily in South Carolina as a guitar player, or were you known more as a writer?
I would say probably more as a guitarist in those years, because I had been writing songs, but I hadn't really released anything nationally. I mean, I had cassettes for sale at my shows in those days. Well, I'm dating myself now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I actually had cassettes for sale at my shows of some original songs, but I think they were EP length. There were only 5 or 6 songs on them, you know, each.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't very prolific as a writer. Mainly was known for doing just gigs, you know, both with my own band and solo acoustic and playing guitar for other singers now and then as well. And, you know, I enjoy all of that. I just wanted to keep things progressing and keep learning, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're an amazing guitar player as well as a great singer-songwriter as well.
Thank you.
Can you play us one of your tunes?
Absolutely. Be glad to.
Is this on the CD, the newest CD, which is called Out of the City, or is it?
Yeah, I'll do one that's off that record. And this one I wrote with a good friend of mine in Nashville named Jonelle Mosser. She's a wonderful singer.
She's a great singer-songwriter.
Oh, isn't she amazing? Yeah. You know, and she's done a lot of session work as well. Uh-huh. She's done background vocals for Waylon Jennings and B.B. King and Etta James and so many big names in both country and blues. She's one of my heroes for sure, one of my favorite vocalists, and we wrote this one together.
Okay.
And she sings it with me on the album, but awesome. Sadly she's not here to do so now, but I'll do my best.
We'll put up with you.
All right, this one's called Fetch a Pail.
We get lonely and our lips are so dry. I know we're yearning for some meaning in our lives. The remedy is natural, the answer is all around. It's falling out of the morning sky and blowing up out of the ground. Won't you fetch a pail of water, baby? Fetch a pail with me. Give thanks to the maker for all its purity. Well, we'll have a drink together by an old magnolia tree. If you fetch a pail of water, baby, fetch a pail with me, yeah. Well, do da 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 da. But our hearts are burning and the fever is oh so high. No, we're yearning for the passion we deny. Can't make it through a drought by waiting on the rain. So baby, get your loving cup and I'll help you drown the pain. If you fetch a pail of water, baby, fetch a pail with me. And give thanks to the maker for all its purity. Well, we'll have a drink together by an old magnolia tree. If you fetch a pail of water, baby, fetch a pail with me, yeah. Just like Jack and Jill falling down the hill, we drop the bucket from our hands. We cannot despair, cause my love, I swear, we're gonna fill it up again. Yeah, we're gonna fill it up again, baby, yeah. Fetch a pail of water, baby. Fetch a pail with me. And give thanks to the maker for all its purity. And we'll have a drink together by an old magnolia tree. Fetch a pail of water, baby. Fetch a pail with me, won't you? Fetch a pail of water, girl. Fetch a pail with me, won't you? Fetch a pail of water, baby, won't you? Fetch a pail with me. Do-do-do-do-do.
Woo! Too bad you can't play the guitar.
I keep working on it.
That's great. I love hearing you play.
Thank you.
Do you come from a musical family? Does anybody else in your family play?
Yeah. Just about everybody played an instrument of some variety. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there was. I think it's in the DNA somewhere,
yeah.
You know, and certainly there was just music on in the house a lot, mm-hmm. too, you know, the radio was always on, and
what typically did you guys listen to?
Well, you know, AM radio in those days, which is typically what our household stereo mm-hmm. system was set to, was vastly different than it is now. You're right. not so regimented genre wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all over the map, you yeah. know, I mean, Aretha Franklin would be playing 1 minute and then Boston would be playing right. album rock the next, you know, or the Eagles or James Taylor or whatever, you know, right. it was all over the place. Pink Floyd. I mean, it was just, yeah. you just never know what was coming next. And I think that's what's wrong with me today.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah. That's sort of what, you know, our philosophy was with Casey Cafe Radio. When we started as I wanted it to sound like the AM radio I listened to as a kid, you know, and mm-hmm. it was that very same thing, you know, that mm-hmm. I remembered too. So was the guitar always your instrument as a kid, or?
It was always what I wanted to play. I mean, I was drawn to the Guitar Hero guys, you know, as a kid, for sure. And the vocal bands, too. I mean, certainly my parents' record collection, you know, influenced me a lot early on, and still does to this day, really. I mean, you know, you're a sponge at that age. And yeah. My mom was a huge Beatles and Beach Boys fan, you know, and so that that vocal harmony, you know, thing certainly is something that I'm drawn to. But then again, there were, you know, Eric Clapton records on too, you know, and yeah. Allman Brothers and things that were, you know, a little more gritty, I guess, right. and guitar centric.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, kind of drawn to a combination of you know, and there was always a lot of English bands playing seemingly, and they were kind of feeding us Americans back our country and blues, you know, through their filter, which I seem to still gravitate towards. I mean, certainly, you know, Eric Clapton, known widely by blues fans, mm-hmm. but also loved country music. I mean, Lay Down Sally and Wonderful mm-hmm. Tonight, you know, some of his bigger hits were really very country in flavor.
Yeah.
The Beatles, you know, a strong R&B background.
Stones,
very
big.
Exactly. But, you know, the Beatles, you know, covered Buck Owens tunes, and, you know, right. so they had their country influence. The Stones with songs like Sweet Virginia and Honky Tonk Women. I mean, those mm-hmm. are very country-sounded songs, even though they're known as the world's greatest rock and roll band.
Right.
Even the Allman Brothers, I mean, right. known as a bluesy southern rock band, their biggest hit, Ramblin' Man, very country. So,
right.
you know, all these bands that I grew up listening to seem to not be afraid to experiment with genres.
Right.
And I do miss that a little bit.
Yeah, I do too, yeah. My favorite singers are genre all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
So who was your guitar heroes? And or who are, better question, who are your current guitar
Who are my current, you know, I do gravitate towards my old standards. Mark Knopfler, if I had to pick one guy to sound like, mm-hmm. it would probably be Mark Knopfler, because
yeah.
he's just so smooth and so good, and he's so identifiable. You hear one note of his tremolo,
yeah.
and you know it's him,
yeah.
you know. But I have many, 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 many favorites, really. And as far as just guys around Nashville who blow my socks off, there's a guy named Guthrie Trapp who's just unbelievable. Jack Pearson, who's been around Nashville for many, many, many years, is mm-hmm. There's so many good guitar players in Nashville, you know, that I can
yeah.
I can get inspired on a daily basis just by leaving the house.
Yeah,
but you know, as far as my old standby is certainly Mark Knopfler, Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the different guitarists who've worked for the Allman Brothers over the years, and
mm-hmm.
and then also, you know, the more subtle fingerstyle players like James Taylor as well, and
yeah,
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I love their sound as well on the, you know, acoustic guitar playing, and a lot of the bluegrass players like Tony Rice, and
yeah.
you know, the list goes on.
Yeah. So are you a big electric player as well? I mean, are you do mostly acoustic? I mean, what?
About half and half.
Yeah.
You know, when I tour doing my singer-songwriter thing, generally I take an acoustic with me because
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, when you're hopping on and off of airplanes and taking taxis and all that, it's just an acoustic guitar makes a lot more sense, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to have a bag of CDs and a guitar and off you go. But, you know, within a few hundred miles of Nashville, when I can take my trio out, which I do occasionally, I'll take
mm-hmm.
a drummer and a bass player with me. Then I love playing electric guitar and
mm-hmm.
and then occasionally get hired by other singers to do, you know, session work in recording studios and such. And generally speaking, that's on electric guitar. Not always, but generally speaking, they play their acoustic rhythm parts, and then they need a guy, you know, to come in and play some,
right.
you know, fills and guitar solo, you
yeah.
know, here and there and that kind of thing. So, so I luckily get to do a lot of both.
Cool. So you've been out on tour quite a bit. I know you've been traveling a lot this year, in this past year anyway. So are you doing any tours right now or planning on anything?
Well, I'm just about to start working on a new record. So,
okay, so.
I won't be on the road quite as much this year, probably. I've got a show in Chicago next weekend, and I just got back from some stuff in California. So I'll still be doing some light traveling and,
mm-hmm.
and some local shows around Nashville and the Southeast, but I won't be burning up the highway quite as much probably until this time next year,
okay.
when I'll have a new record in hand and,
great.
You know, ready to be the full-blown marketing machine that one needs to be, you know. Make everybody sick of my new album again, you know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to a little bit of a lighter touring schedule this year.
So you already have an idea what this new album's going to be and the songs on it yet, or are you waiting to write that stuff?
Well, I've got a lot of the songs laying around already, but knowing me, I'll probably write a bunch more to where I'll have a lot of options, a lot to mm-hmm. choose from, and hopefully pick the best of the best, you know, for the new album. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of an idea of how it's shaping up, but... And I do think it's going to be more of an acoustic record than the last one. I seem to go back and forth with that. Uh-huh. You know, like I'll do a very stripped down acoustic album, and then the next one I'll throw everything in the kitchen sink and the production on it. You know, so it, I think I'm swinging back the other way towards kind of a minimalist production, mm-hmm. perhaps on this next album. I don't want to 100% commit to that, but that seems to be the way that might be going.
I'm looking forward to it. Sounds like it's going to be good.
Thank you.
Can you do us another song?
Sure. I'll do, just so I don't have to retune the guitar, I'm going to do this one. This one was in a television show over in England a while back, and it is on the newest album. It's called Free to Miss You.
Wow, my, something about the way you look tonight, it fills my eyes, takes me to another place in time in my life. You were one I'd never leave behind. I lied like I've done times before, and I go blind, run on at the door, 'cause I'm running free. I got just one cloud hanging over me while you miss me, and I wake up alone, girl, just to find we went out and found some lives, and I'm free to miss you. Free to miss you, I'm free to miss you, now I'm gone. What a surprise to run into you in this bar tonight. You say it's alright, well, if we dance a song or two, but I might decline. I don't think I can turn off my mind this time. I've been there twice before, and now I'm inclined to run on at the door, 'cause I'm running free. I got just one cloud hanging over me while you miss me, and I wake up alone, girl, just to find found some lives, and I'm free to miss you. Free to miss you, I'm free to miss you, now I'm gone. Well, you know I never forget you, girl, you win. But I never forget myself again, 'cause I'm running free. I got just one cloud hanging over me while you miss me, and I wake up alone, girl, just to find we went out and found some lives, and I'm free to miss you, 'cause I'm free to miss you, and I'm free to miss you, now I'm gone.
Nice. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Ashley Jones here on KC Cafe Radio. Thanks so much for dropping by and chatting with us and playing us a couple songs.
My pleasure.
It's good seeing you again.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
This is Kathy Forster reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri.